This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. The U.S. House held a moment of silence last night to recognize the victims of the fire attack in Boulder. And in remarks on the Senate floor, Senator Michael Bennet said pervasive anti-Semitism makes it impossible for Jewish people from feeling safe in America.
It is long past time that all American and political and community leaders come together to affirm that this fear is unacceptable, and that we must fight together the anti-Semitic hate behind it.
In remarks of his own, Senator John Hickenlooper echoed that sentiment, saying the nation needs to do more to keep the Jewish community safe in Colorado and across the country. The Boulder Jewish Community Center hosts a community vigil tonight. It offers a chance to connect and support the victims from Sunday's firebomb attack downtown. That event starts at 5 p.m. Jefferson County Public Schools is under federal investigation over the district's policy on sleeping arrangements for transgender students on overnight school trips. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Jeffco's policy states that on a case-by-case basis, students will be assigned to share overnight accommodations with other students that share a student's gender identity. Federal education officials are investigating whether that violates Title IX. They cite reports that parents of an 11-year-old girl claim their daughter was assigned to share a bed with a transgender student. The district said the girl was moved to another room. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Housing prices were flat in May in Colorado Springs. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says the median price of a single-family home was $490,000. That's the same as April and nearly $10,000 less than a year ago. More than 3,600 homes are currently listed for sale in the region, more than at any point in the last year. This is CPR News and KRCC.